we got ECS debuted a whole stack of low power PCs. And I got to take a look at the Leva Z, selling for $149. And I was, some people have suggested to me that I shouldn't have been trying to run Mint Linux on it, that I should have used a more up-to-date kernel, because the Mint Linux kernel is probably not ready to handle the Apollo Lake SoC, the system on a chip inside of the Leva Z, but it is tiny. It actually feels smaller than a Nook. It's air cooled. There's no fan. It's silent. Supposed to max out at 6 watts on the power consumption. Dual core, one gigahertz processor that turbos up to 2.4 gigahertz. It's an eMMC drive, which is not my favorite. I would have rather it had an M.2 or an SSD. Oh, yeah. But there is a M.2 slot on there. 802.11ac Wi-Fi built in. It's supposed to support 4K ultra high definition resolution. I think it's only doing HD 1.4, not 2.0. There's a VESA mount on it. Weighs nothing. Running Windows 10, I was actually surprised at how well it ran, because I, you know, with a dual core processor, multitasking is possible, but not exactly awe-inspiring. But I had Netflix running, browser windows, WordPad, everything went pretty well. I did not enjoy the performance under Mint Linux, but again, I'm going to try a faster version of Linux. But I think my favorite part about this, along with the three USB 3.0 ports and the USB-C port on the front, is the fact that it's got a pair of Ethernet ports on the back, which screams PFSense build to me. So I'm going to try to build a PFSense box on this and see how well it does with that. So, if you're looking for a very, very small, fairly powerful PC, well, fairly, fairly small, inexpensive, reasonably performing PC, because I don't think on my best day I can call a Celeron N3350 system on a chip powerful, but capable. Right. It's got potential. Basically, DDR3L SODIMM modules, 4 gigabytes in the box. You can max it out at 8 gigabytes. It has potential. Then they do, that's $149, and a 64 gigabyte eMMC version is available for $189. Then they have some additional Leva devices that get faster processors, consume more power, and have the options of using SDs for expansion. So if you're in the market, or if you're looking for something a little more powerful than a Raspberry Pi to run as a media box attached to your television, keep an eye on the Leva Z.